is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Wrapping up your week with the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
It's been a big week with Can You Beat Bronte Champions League? Mm. And this is the pod where the champions champion will be confirmed.
He gets a new nickname. It's all very exciting. And it is the last time I'll be nice to him because from next week I will destroy him.
It is game on.
Yeah.
The Brontosaurus versus our champions champion. So that's coming up. Special guest Justin Hill from the Listener podcast, the streaming service, and our boys, Jimmy and Nath from the
boys.
Hit Network.
We love them. We know them. You probably know them because they're on every single second when we're not on air.
There'd be no Hit Network without Jimmy and Nath.
Honestly.
Plus a bit of Mother's Day love.
Yes.
Coming up, Cliff on Bronte podcasting on Listener.
This is your Sick Fix at 6.
A entire cohort of a Texas high school had to be evacuated this week, Cliffo, not for the reasons that American high schools often have to be evacuated.
Isn't it sad that that's where the mind goes to?
Literally.
Straight away.
This is Caney Creek High School, and it was confirmed by police that they had to conduct an investigation after the entire cohort was evacuated due to a highly concentrated prank stink fart spray was released onto the campus.
That's awesome. That's
it is awesome.
That's the 2023 equivalent of me getting one of those. Remember those fart bomb things?
Yes.
Did you ever have those as a kid?
Yes.
Like the little silver packet?
Uh-huh.
And I took a lot of joy in, like, if we're having a backyard barbecue with the family or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Pressing in one of those or whatever, then throwing it under the table.
It's a good way to get guests out if you're ready to go to bed. This is called the Hensgout Stink Fart Spray. It's in the scent 14th century sewage. And it
lovely.
Was it was released onto the campus by an unknown source, and they had to not only evacuate the school on the day, there had to be no school the following day, and contractors had to continue their investigation into trying to find the source of it, like trying to find where the actual canister had been left.
They've got the college cops onto it, guys. They're getting around on their Segways. Really getting to the bottom of this hard crime.
Six students had to be taken to hospital after experiencing headaches due to the smell. And it was reportedly released near the cafeteria. Mm. And it was so potent that they, immediately evacuated, had dizzy spells, and now they can't find where it is. And so school, they just have to go work around a smelly mess, which I know the feeling.
Gotta love a sneaky little Friday morning at 6:40. Tay Tay double play on hits. Can mean only one thing.
Swifties, welcome aboard. This is your captain speaking.
It's me. It's I.
Hits.
Hey.
Swifty and 50.
Everybody agrees.
Into our final days of Swifty and 50, the winner of not only $50,000 cash, but also a trip to LA to go see Taylor on her Eras tour, announced at the end of next week, I believe.
So you got like a week left of it. And then, hey, we've been leaked some details on what's happening after that.
Goodness.
So, I mean, not going to say anything now, but if you think it's going to end, like the radio station is not shutting down.
How wrong you
We're
are.
We're still going to be employed.
But this is one of the last chances, and luckily, got a few people to talk to.
Phones run hot even at this time of the morning. We'll put 30 seconds on the clock.
Yep.
And I think like 7 is probably our record.
7's the record.
We'll try and beat it. 30 seconds on the clock. The time starts now.
Taylor speaking.
Wendy, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Morning, Kate. How are you? Kate. Yes. Yeah,
beautiful.
Great.
Tegan, say hooray for Tay Tay.
Hooray for Tay Tay.
Brendan, say woo woo. Brendan. Why is
Yes, good morning.
Why is it always me?
Alyssa, say I'm a potato.
I'm a potato.
Mary, say thirsty Friday. Mary, say thirsty Friday. Mary.
Thirsty Friday.
Thank you.
Shannon, say Cliffo's a hottie.
Cliffo, not a hottie.
Yay, Shannon. Boo. Why is it always the people I talk to that don't want to talk to us?
I don't think we need to delve into that.
I'm going
to. Don't think we have the time to break into the psychology of that one.
Guys, come on.
Shannon, mate, one of the last names for this week on that standby list, 50K and that potential trip for Sue to LA, my friend. Wouldn't be bad.
It would be fabulous. Thank you.
What would you be more pumped for, Taylor Swift doing Eras or the 50K?
I would probably like the 50K, but my daughter would love the Taylor Swift earrings.
It's probably been 50-50.
Honestly.
Like, half people want the cash, half want the trip to LA. Mm-hmm. Good thing is, Shannon, if you win, you do not have to decide. They'll both be all yours, my friend. Hold there, we'll get some details. Taylor Swift's new single, Lavender Haze, from Midnights. It's out now. We're about 10 minutes into the show this morning before you called me. I believe it was a smelly mess.
Oh, I did. That's absolutely not true. I just said I know what it's like to work in an environment where there's a smelly mess involved.
So it's bad news for me or bad news for producer Alicia.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm looking at this guy. Hey, maybe I am a smelly mess. I don't know. But when I was at the reject shop yesterday, I don't know why I go into the reject shop.
No, I do.
It's like going into Kmart, mate. You don't need anything.
No.
You just go in and you come out with stuff.
It tells you what you want.
It tells you what you need.
Yeah.
And walking past the section with, like, I don't know, the chamois and the car wash and all sorts of stuff, there was one of those, like, pine tree smelly air freshener things. And have one in the car. It's run out.
Okay.
Doesn't smell anymore. So I was like, oh, $2.
One of the ones that just hangs from the rearview mirror?
Yeah.
Yep.
Grab one of those, throw it straight in the car, mm-hmm. left it there. Had to take my son to swimming lessons about an hour later, jump in the car, and it's like you were getting punched in the face with scent.
What
like
scent did
so
you choose?
So strong.
What was it?
Pine.
Okay, strong. It's a strong
like
scent.
Pine, like pine disinfectant-y
But it's
smell.
Never called that. It's always like pine of the Alps.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's just pine flower.
Fresh trees of the forest.
Yeah.
But turns out, and like timing to learn this, turns out I did it wrong by just ripping the smelly thing, the air freshener straight out of the packet and whacking it up on the mirror, doing it wrong. And I learned this on TikTok last night.
Teaching us so many things.
So it's an old video that's probably been filmed on VHS or something back in the day, but someone packaged it up and put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I thought timely to be seeing this. And it made me realize that I'm putting up those little tree air fresheners in the car wrong by the looks of your face now. You are.
What?
And everyone is.
How is there a wrong way to do it or a right way?
This is the rules. This is the proper way of doing it according to this old school video that's doing the rounds on TikTok right now.
Today I'm going to show you the simple fact about little tree air fresheners. People always take it, open it up, pull it out of its wrapper and hang your tree just by itself in the car. It lasts maybe 5 days. That's because you're not following the instructions on the back. The instructions on the back tell you to cut a V-shaped cut in the package and pull your air freshener out each week. So the first week you're going to be pulling it out here. The second week you're going to pull it out to here. The third week you're going to pull it out to here. And finally, by the seventh week, you'll be pulling the bag off and you'll have 7 weeks of air freshener.
All right. So, I mean, that guy's pretty happy with himself,
yeah,
right?
I know.
He's worked it out.
Clearly, when that video was filmed, it was 1970 and life was a bit slower and we didn't have to worry about doing
it. We had time to get the scissors out and all
We're
that.
Busy.
He summed it up pretty well, didn't he? Like, you cut the V-shape in and then week by week,
yep,
you just pull it down a little bit more. And if it's a pine tree one, the branches actually act as like a stopper.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? So you can just reveal it bit by bit.
So it is still hanging on your rearview mirror, but it's still got the packaging on it on the bottom and you just
slowly... But he reckons you can go from like 5 days, he said, to 7 weeks like that. So
well, I mean, have you still got the package? The packaging you could just
I'm an ADD kid. Like that thing was ripped up and on the floor in the back seat of the car within about 4 seconds.
Can you beat Bronte? Champions League only on Hit.
The first of what will be two big Fridays, ideally, Cliffo. Today we'll be crowning the champions champion of Can You Beat Bronte, who I'll take on every single day next week.
Champions champion wins $500 today. If that champion beats you next week, it's up to $1,000.
Oh.
Let's meet our carryover champ for the day.
And returning for day three, after beating out Tom and Dave, he's got the confidence of a tiger. But will that get him the final win today to make him the champion's champion? Please welcome David!
Hey, hey,
hey.
Hey,
hey,
hey. How you feeling? Day three, it's the big one.
Oh, feeling great.
Good.
Feeling confident, like a tiger.
Yeah, that was a random line, but we'll run with it. Dave the Tiger. Hey, you could be winning the 500 today, be the champion's champion, taking on Bronte next week, but standing in your way is today's fresh meat.
In the right corner, is he the most competitive player in the game, claiming to beat Bronte every day, but only winning on the benefit of the doubt rule? He is confident he can take out the grand prize. Please welcome Michael.
Hello.
Talking big game there, mate.
Yeah, what the heck's that all about?
Oh, you know how it is.
Gotta be confident.
Yeah, running with Sophia this week, so look out.
You've got the best position, Michael, because everyone else has had to earn their spot to maybe play next week. You just might
if
it
you
at
win
the
today,
post.
You Stephen Bradbury. All right, so Michael, you are the challenger today. So into the soundproof booth you go.
Bye.
And Dave, same as the last couple of days, mate. 30 seconds on the clock for you and 5 questions. You good to go?
Yep, let's do it.
Good luck,
Dave. $500 on the line. Your time starts now. Anne Frank is known for hiding in an attic in which city?
Berlin.
How many reindeer does Santa have?
12.
What is it called when birds fly south for the winter?
Migration.
Which actress played identical twins in The Parent Trap?
Lindsay Lohan.
Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch?
Roadrunner.
Okay.
Ooh. That's 8 in 30. 8 in less than 30.
There you go.
Impressive. Okay, we're going to take Michael out of the soundproof booth. Michael, you're relaxed? You calm? You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Good to go.
Straight into it, Judge Langer?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. I'm pumped.
Michael, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Anne Frank is known for hiding in an attic in which city?
Pass.
How many reindeer does Santa have?
Pass.
What is it called when birds fly south for the winter?
Migrating.
Which actress played identical twins in The Parent Trap?
Pass.
Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch?
Roadrunner.
Anne Frank is known for hiding in an attic in which city?
New York.
Okay. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Ooh, had to come back to some there.
Yeah, yes.
You know, had good. One clean run. It was all over the shop.
You had to really channel Larry Ember there as the host. Well done.
That's how I live my life daily, Bronte. I don't know how you're living.
I'm just flying by the seat of my pants, mate. But I'm judge and jury right now.
Let's see.
Gone.
Oh, you
not confident.
Not confident, Michael.
Nah, gone.
Okay, well, I'll go through the answers. Question number one. Anne Frank is known for hiding in an attic in which city? Often thought to be in Germany. No, it wasn't Berlin, David. It wasn't New York. It was Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. How many reindeer does Santa have? He has 8, not 12. And I think we pass on that one, Michael. You both got the third question. What is it called when birds fly south for the winter? It is migration or migrating, Michael, which we'll take for you. So at the moment, 1 apiece. Which actress played identical twins in The Parent Trap? It is Lindsay Lohan, which David did get. So we're at 2-1. Who is Wile E. Coyote always trying to catch? You both said Roadrunner, but that means David is on 3, Michael on 2, which means for the third day,
Easter!
The champion's champion!
I'm the champion's champion!
You have earned that title. Congratulations, David.
Well, the title of Tiger that we gave him in the package.
Was it Tiger?
I think it was Tiger, wasn't it, David?
Yeah, it was Tiger.
He's all the right. Tiger of the game, mate.
The Tiger taking on the Brontosaurus every day next week.
Michael, a worthy competitor. Thank you for having a crack at it, mate.
Yep.
Oh, so much disappointment, Michael.
We love you, Michael. You can keep beating me every day in the car.
It's just not the same.
Don't worry, Michael. I'll be thinking of you when I have a beer this weekend.
Dodgy questions.
Don't piss off. Bad workman doesn't blame his tools.
Like Ross in France. Don't blame the questions. David, you have done it. You are the champion's champion. So that $500 cash all yours. And you will be taking on the Brontosaurus all next week for a possible $1,000.
In a fight between a tiger and a Brontosaurus, I know who I'd take.
Yeah. A tiger, because a Brontosaurus is not a real thing.
Anymore.
We'll do that Monday. Study up over the weekend, David, and we'll chat Monday.
Too easy. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day, Stace.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, Leslie, my mum. Happy Mother's Day to my beautiful wife, Michelle, who was the one we were trying to get the perfect gift for yesterday.
Okay.
I've already got a gift for Michelle, something she wanted. But my daughter wanted to get Michelle, my wife, a gift at the – they did like at her school that P&F, you know, Parents and Friends Association Mother's Day sale thing where you bring a gift in and everyone donates their little gift and then you buy a different one or whatever for $5 and they make some money.
I see. See, I had Mother's Day stalls at school growing up, but it wasn't that we brought in a gift to then be resold kind of thing. It was always just brought in from I don't even know who, but I know a Mother's Day stall. They're hectic.
So yesterday's was, it was so hectic, mate. It was like flies on a cow pad. Like these kids were just boom, just all over it. And Matilda, she started school at 4.5. So she's always like one of the shortest, one of the littlest in her year. And I could see her sort of on the fringes and trying to get in there.
Oh, question. Sorry. So is this happening at like school pickup? So when the parents are there?
Yeah. So I was there waiting to get her.
I see.
And she comes over and she's all deflated and she's like, oh, I can't get in and the stuff in there is no good or whatever. And I said, well, we can go somewhere else and, you know, we can go somewhere now if you like. I'm not doing anything and we can get her something. And she's like, you're right. We need to go somewhere nice. Take me to the reject shop. And I went, okay. So that's what we did. We went to her favorite cheap shop. We went to the reject shop. And Matilda is like painstakingly walking up and down the aisle. She's got her little Smiggle wallet with her little gold coins in it. And she finally comes across the most hideous looking.
Well, spoiler, is Mish going to hear this?
No. Mish is at work. Matilda's at school already, so we're clear. But she finds the most hideous looking coffee mug with this, like it's big and sort of oddly shaped, and it's got this gold handle and this
shop, of course.
Awful pink color, and it's got sort of M, which is written in like sort of flowers.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that's. She brought it over, and it's so ugly. And I went, it's perfect.
Oh.
And it's. And I said, oh, it's got M for Michelle, and she's like, no, it's M for Mum, and I'm like, whatever. It's so ugly, but I thought. It's so ugly, but it is so perfect.
Exactly.
Because watching her painstakingly look for it and then have her little wallet and it was $3, so she's counting out her little $3 or whatever. Like, it's so ugly, but it's just so perfect.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to go for so many of the gifts mums are going to get.
Absolutely.
On Sunday, you're going to get the necklaces made out of, you know, dried pasta that's been dyed.
Yep.
You're going to get like hand prints on
clay
paper plates and stuff, clay things and all that.
Yep.
And it's all so horrid, but just so perfect, and you wouldn't change a bit of it, you know?
And literally, Mish will probably still be drinking out of that mug when Tilda's going off to uni in like 15
I don't know.
Years.
It is reject.
It's pretty ugly.
Pretty ugly. It's pretty reject shop, but it's a nice thought. Yeah. Alpha Bucks is back on Monday morning, Monday the 15th?
15th.
15th of May.
Lucky it's not a maths quiz, Alpha Bucks, because we would lose.
We'd lose it in its current form, like what it currently is, let's be honest.
Maybe you wouldn't if you had a clue and an answer for Monday. And I've got one. That's so lucky that I said that because I've actually got one right here.
Right here.
Homework.
Well, you've done your homework. You've listened to the podcast. You've read it. You've got the clue. Everyone's listened to the podcast.
Good job, guys.
You've got it. So H is your letter. Homework is your free answer for Monday's Alpha Bucks on Hit and Listener.
I think this next story I'm going to tell you is going to be tough, but I'm going to need you to support me because it's going to be about... But in the race of who is closer in your heart between me and my partner Dylan, I think you probably think he's a bit cooler than me.
I don't like being put in the position where I'm told I have to pick a side before I know what I'm about to be served.
Yeah. But
so I reserve the right to pick a side.
I think you'll agree with me.
And Dylan, it's looking good, brother.
That he made, no.
It's looking good for you.
I think you'll agree that he made a bit of a boo-boo yesterday. So we've been together around 6 months and like still in that phase of, especially regarding his parents, like I want to be like the best version of myself with them. I'm still new. I
Under
want them
no
to love
circumstance
me.
Can they know the truth.
Exactly. It's too soon. And so every Thursday we usually go for dinner at their house and they cook for us, which is very nice. And yesterday morning, I was of the assumption that we were having ravioli for dinner, which they're Italian. It was just going to be, you know, authentic ravioli. I was very excited about it. So keen all during the show, knowing I was having ravioli
you
for dinner.
You didn't mention it, I think, on the air, but off the air, there was a lot of discussion about this ravioli.
Yeah. And so then I got out to my desk and Dill, who works here as well, was like, letting you know, it's going to be a roast now.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, see, still good.
But roasts are great.
But when you think you're having ravioli, and I think my reaction was a little probably more than what you just did, but of a similar vein, like, oh, right. Just such a whinger. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, I guess, yeah, roast will be fine. We came back into the studio. A couple of hours later, I see him again. He's like, just letting you know, it's ravioli again. And I was like, it's ravioli again. How has that happened? He's like, oh, mum and dad.
I feel like he's playing with you at this point.
No.
Like.
What he did was broke the cardinal rule. He told his parents that I didn't want roast for dinner.
And now you're just a bitch who doesn't like roast.
Right? Which is not true on any level, but just the fact that he told them. I was like, honey, you can't. That was just me expressing my... sadness. Yeah. I was still keen for roast, but we did have ravioli.
Mom, she's like trying to get the roast back into the freezer, pulling out the flour to make the ravioli. Mm, and then there's that thing where you're sitting there eating it and they're waiting. Like you've now got to praise
it. I ate 4 plates of ravioli last night.
I'm Fitzbo now, guys.
You are. One of my favorite activities, go for a little walk.
Yeah.
So good for you.
It was you who sort of convinced me to do this straight after work. Mm. So we finish about lunchtime. Just do it. Get it done.
Yep.
And I'm finding that so much easier because after 3, once I've done the school run and stuff and kids are around, like finding time is near on impossible. So
hard. And the motivation goes. At least if you do after work, you're like, all right, then I'll have the whole arvo to do all of the other
things. Perfect, mate. Going for the walk.
Yeah.
Can I go for a walk for about 40 minutes?
Lovely.
I've sort of got this, I go right around the edge of the estate I live in and then have some lunch and it's perfect. However, one part of the walk, I go through like the park, the park area in the estate. And there was something really, really random that I found on my walk yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I hit film on my phone. Don't know why, mate. I really built that up, didn't I?
You started recording.
Because I can film on my phone, guys. I don't know about you.
All right, Steven Spielberg.
Whoa, back there. And I've put it on our Insta at Cliffo and Bronte. I'm just going to play this straight off the Insta stories.
Okay.
This is what's up right now.
Do you want to say something gross? If you don't, skip to the next story. Someone's dumped a fish on my walk. Like a real fish. It doesn't even smell. Fishy.
Okay.
It is a whole fish. Like, it's in its entirety, this fish.
And it looks like such a... like a fish. That
a fishy
it looks
fish.
Like a fishy fish that it could almost be a prop. Because I showed this to producer Alicia yesterday and she's like, is that real? It was real. Because then
real?
I got a lot closer and smelt it. And you can see in the video that there are flies and stuff all over it. But essentially it's a fish that would be about... oh, as long as your arm.
Yeah.
Maybe from your fingertip to your
forearm.
Elbow,
yeah.
As long as your forearm. It's still at the head, but it has been gutted. So you can see that someone's got the guts out and they've like filleted it. And I don't know, maybe
just
they just want to.
Dumped it?
Yeah. Do they just not want to stink out their own bin?
Oh, but now they're stinking out the neighborhood.
Pretty rubbish act.
And you're like not near any water, are you? It's not like this fish would have, I don't know.
If it has, it's a bloody miracle. but 13 10 60 got us thinking. What have you found on a walk before?
Yes.
What? Because this is not the first time I have come across something random just going for a stroll.
Yeah.
And I feel like other people would be in the same boat.
Definitely.
You're like, for me, I'm walking roads I usually drive, mm-hmm. so you're going a lot slower. You're taking a lot more in. You sometimes spot stuff that you're like, that thing's not meant to be there.
Yes, mine, because I usually go for a walk in the afternoon as well. I saw just a trail of chicken nuggets the other day, which just, I don't know if it was someone trying to lure me somewhere, but they know the way to my heart. But just like.
Yeah, there was like a big box with a stick and a string at the end of it.
Luckily, I didn't go in there, but I just saw this trail of chicken nuggets. And I was like, why? What's happened to this person that they dispose of their chicken nuggets so frivolously?
My mind goes to a drunk person.
It was
stumbling home.
It was like a Wednesday, though. Who's getting drunk on a
drunk,
Tuesday?
And drunk people don't lose. They only lose them down their throats.
Exactly.
The other random one that me and my daughter came across one time was like an old-fashioned pair of driving goggles on the side of the road.
So weird.
And they must have been so old that sort of like the plastic covers of them had worn off, and it was just like the outside frame of the goggles.
I love the idea that someone's still wearing driving goggles.
My daughter was like, can I keep them? No.
Fashion. She gets it.
13, 10, 60 if you got a story. Mel's here. What did you just randomly find out and about on walk, mate?
Randomly, but I've actually found it twice. And that is on my early morning runs, I have stumbled across knives.
Knives?
Or does your mind go straight to, like, disposal of a weapon in a crime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Were they the same knife twice?
No. Oh. So the first one I found was, like, a fish filleting knife.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been the bloke who filleted my fish.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next one I found was, like, a machete.
Whoa. So what do you do when you find them?
Well, first of all, you have a long, hard think about what are you going to do. And I ended up reasoning I couldn't leave them there for kids to find. So I continued on my run, turned around and went home carrying knives.
I hope you didn't run with the knives. Like, imagine Mel running down the street with the knives.
The police will be very confused.
It was a very funny look, I'm sure, for the many cars driving past.
Stop and, that woman!
And my poor husband, when I walked in the door after I'm carrying a knife.
He would have some questions, I'm sure.
Yeah, a lot of questions.
If you are new to Australia, you might be here visiting for the first time and listening to our show. Firstly, thank you. Secondly, welcome. You might be a little confused, bit of a culture shock, I think, for tourists when they first arrive regarding the way that we speak. We have a unique way of speaking, and that is to use a lot of Aussie slang. Lots of Aussie slang words that really just, I think, encapsulate the Aussie spirit that is shortening words that for us take too long to say. We're just going to say the smaller version of it because that's just how we are.
You literally work on a breakfast show that's branded Cliffo.
Yes.
And I call you Langers.
Yes. Yes.
Half the time.
We love it. If you don't understand what we're saying, then hopefully this study will help. A survey of 1,500 Aussie participants conducted to find the most popular and least popular Aussie slang words. And this was a study that had people aged 16 to over 55, so a lot of different people. But universally, Cliffo, I've got the list of favourite and least favourite slang words. Can you tell me which slang word you reckon is the most popular in Australia?
I like I like personally, I can't tell you what the most popular one would be, but I personally am a bugger fan.
Bugger.
I say bugger a lot.
Do you? I can tell you that that is in neither of my lists.
Right. Will you listen?
Coming in at number one, 78% of us, our favourite slang word is mate.
Mate.
Oh, mate. 78%.
Yes. I think that is just so, like, in our vocabulary and, like, just so popularly used that we forget that that's kind of ours.
Exactly.
Like, if you ever speak to anyone from overseas and call them mate, they're like, yes, I'm speaking to an Aussie now. This is great.
Mate, number one, thongs, sunnies, brekkie. Okay. And number five, producer Alicia, I asked off air, she's Pommy, so she's who we like to run these things by. You said you like Arvo.
Yes.
For afternoon.
Yeah, it's nice, it's easy, it makes sense in context.
And that's number five, so 72% of people agree that that's a good Aussie slang word. What's the word that you don't like? What's your least?
I hate the word, and this is very controversial, so I'm sorry to all of our listeners, Maccas. It's just not.
Yeah.
No.
I've heard before Australia is the only country that abbreviates McDonald's to Maccas. That's not a thing overseas.
What's your issue with it, Leash?
Well, in England, it's Mackey's.
Oh, Mackey's.
In America, it's Mackey D's.
Is it?
Yeah, we'll go to Mackey D's.
What is crazy is Maccas, as you were just saying off air, taking that one step further and actually changing some signs to say Maccas on top of the
some of their branding now, even on commercials and stuff. It's like, come to Maccas. The app is called the My Maccas app.
Exactly. They're leaning into it. Most annoying slang words in Australia, number one, Sheila. Which
no one says that anymore, do they?
You would hope not. No. Definitely not. Crikey! Number two.
It's disrespectful to Steve
Irwin.
Isn't
it? And cake hole coming in at number three.
Cake hole?
Cake hole. Which, again,
God,
not my
we should shut yours more from time
God!
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.